due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Why is it that you keep coming back here, Chris Jericho? Is it for the thrill? Is it for all these bright, shining lights? Is it for the rush you get when people start chanting your name? Or perhaps, maybe, Chris Jericho, you came back this time because you knew that I would be right here waiting for you.
This is Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for August 2nd. Real quick holidays today. It's Chinese Valentine's Day. I got nothing for that. It's always the seventh day of the sun and the lunar month. National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Now we're talking. Did you know that Walmart ice cream sandwiches don't melt?
I think it was the fat-free ones.
Yeah.
They don't. They don't. Well,
they're also ice cream free.
Well, they have to be if they don't melt.
Disgusting.
All right. Also, today's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, so please go have one. And National Mustard Day.
One or two.
Yeah, it depends. You know,
a whole box. I hate mustard, but I like ice cream sandwiches.
Okay. Birthdays today, real quick. WWE superstar and past guest, former WWE superstar David Hart Smith is 29 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us for WWE SummerSlam pay-per-view 2 weeks from tomorrow, August 17th, at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. If the mic works, I will be giving stuff away. If it doesn't, you don't hear me, it's not even worth my time. Maybe I'll throw something in the crowd, you know? Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Let people fight for it. Yeah. No.
That's a great idea.
That's the WWE SummerSlam pay-per-view August 17th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. If you're into UFC, we're going to be down there for UFC 177. That's, of course, once again, 149 Eastern Road. It's a Saturday night, though. That's August 30th. What's that, 4 Saturdays from today?
Yeah.
I think so, 4 weeks from today. And that we'll, of course, have stuff to give away, too. It's at Salvatore's 149 Eastern Road. Starts at 10 o'clock. Why don't you come down, hang out with us? The only thing about UFC is you have $5 cover. For WWE, there's no cover. So mark it down on your calendar and come out and hang out with us. Welcome to the show today. Let me introduce the cast and crew real quick. I am the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I am here with DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning, DC. DC had a nice little party at his house last week. It was a lot of fun.
So glad it's over, though.
Ah, it was nice. Homewarming. So, you know, you are a homeowner now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. And, of course, with us is Danger Boy, who's having a home-warming party today.
Yes.
Good Lord. Good. You know, it's great to see these guys in the show who, you know, are successful enough to own their own homes. I think it's pretty cool.
It's nice.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put Danger Boy's address up later so he can all come out and hang out with us tonight.
And but Cashman will give away hugs.
But you have to bring
a bottle of booze.
Potato salad. Okay, and joining us is the artiste, Mr. Artiste. How you doing? This is the third day in a row I've seen you? Fourth day?
I'm not having a home warming party, actually.
No, yeah, you're not having a home warming party.
No, or a house warming party, no. But, yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we were hanging out downtown here. We saw Dickie Betts as well as all sorts of fun things this past week. It was a lot of fun.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, there's shenanigans going on downtown here. It was pretty cool. Speaking of shenanigans, there's something going on right now. If you get in your car right now and you run, you can make it to see the first show, first band at the K-Rockathon in Syracuse. I'm not even sure what K-Rockathon means, but I'll tell you one thing. Fozzy's playing there 3:30 to 4:15. Fozzy, Chris Jericho is, and Fozzy are out in Syracuse, as we say, if you're not from the area. They're going to be playing today at the K-Rockathon. And actually, the band Seether is the main event.
Day to Remember is there, too.
A Day to Remember. So. I don't know them. I know Seether. That's fine. So, but that, yeah, and Hailstorm. Saliva's there, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Scotty Riggs will be excited.
I know. It's yeah, Scotty Riggs. What was the other band? Saliva and...
Shinedown.
Shinedown.
Big Shinedown.
He was running in that vent. It was pretty cool. But, yeah, Saliva's there. So it looks like a great day of rock and roll, and it's at the Syracuse Fairgrounds. And that's where they're having their big K-Rockathon. You can see meet Chris Jericho. But you know what? Chris Jericho is coming to Rochester, too, October 10th. Again? He's coming to Rochester October 10th. His band Fozzy is opening up for...
Theory of a Dead Man.
They're going to be at Water Street. Cannot wait. And Danny, you get some news. You were just telling me before we came on the air about Jericho's in town October 10th. It's not that far away if you think about it.
Unfortunately, no, the way the time is flying
yeah.
this summer.
I know, it's August already.
It will be here before you know it. But, yeah, so they're in town August 10th, and you'll have a chance to meet the Ayatollah of rock and roll. Actually, out at the Record Archive at 3 o'clock.
He's at the Record Archive at 3 o'clock?
He is at the Record Archive, and according to their event page on Facebook, if you want to guarantee your chance to get to meet Chris Jericho, go to Record Archive, buy the album. Keep your receipt that guarantees that on October the 10th, you'll get to meet him.
And their album just came out this past week.
Right, on the 22nd.
Yeah, so it was last week. So, but and it's already breaking chart numbers and everything for their first. This is the first album they've put out. It's Let's Start a War. I don't know if you've seen the picture, but it's like an atom bomb on the cover of it. It's pretty cool.
With Harvey Whippleman?
No, not that.
Glasses.
But it's broken to the Billboard Top 200. It's in the heavy metal. It's selling very, very well. And Chris Jericho is so thrilled about that. If you follow him at all on Twitter or Facebook, he's just blown away by the support. But it's a good album, man. Remember, we heard some of it here when we were when he came here a few months ago. We got to hear a couple of their songs off the new album, and now they're going to be out supporting the whole thing. So you buy the album at the Record Archive anytime after what, today? and in October, if you have that receipt, you get to meet Chris Jericho.
Yeah, it doesn't really specify a time frame. It just says if you go in there, buy it, keep your receipt, you're golden.
Maybe we have listeners who work at the Record Archive could give us a call and update us on that. 222-1280, star 12A is the number. We're definitely excited. Chris is coming to town, and hopefully they'll get. They're on 45 minutes today in Syracuse. I mean, that's pretty much the time we saw them here when they were in Rochester, opening up for Buck Cherry. Sorry.
Oh, that whole thing. Yeah.
They're very good, and they definitely had. I think they drew more people, more fans there, at least guys that were there to see them than Buck Cherry, but. Nevertheless, they're going to be in town in October. Cannot wait. Hopefully, we can hook up with them. I did throw out an open invite. You can come on and today and tell people to come this way if he wants. Throughout the number and everything. So we'll see what happens. He might just be flying in for a one-off type of thing. Because if you look at their schedule, they're really not going on the road until not now, but maybe another month or so, maybe 2 months. I think the end of September. So it's like they. This might just be a one-off deal that they decided to do, but it's a very exciting show if you're going to go to Syracuse. Lots of good bands. Definitely will be a good time. Enjoy that Syracuse Fairgrounds before the New York State Fair hits it. Fills it with zillions of people. They're looking for cotton candy and deep-fried Snickers, deep-fried Snicker bars. So
Milky Way.
Hey, welcome to the show. We got Tommy Dreamer. He's going to be in town. He's going to be wrestling in town in Perry, New York today. We're going to talk to him in a little bit. About what's going on, but we had some huge news this past week. We got three big things in news, and I'm just going to throw out the first one. Last Saturday, TMZ came out and said that that Spike TV had stopped negotiating with TNA, and that TNA was done on Spike TV. And this sent a flurry through the wrestling world. Not only were all the fans commentating, but also people who work for any of the companies were commentating. And I look at the thing as very skeptical when it comes from TMZ, because sometimes I think they use it as negotiating ploys to get the news out there and make it look worse. But Dixie Carter came out the next day and said, that's not true. We're still negotiating. So there's a lot of people said, well, Spike, TNA's kicked off Spike TV. I think there's a lot of people saying that Spike TV wants to own part of TNA, and that's their ploy to negotiate. They think that TNA is worth nothing if it doesn't have a network contract, if it's not on TV.
Which isn't that far off.
No, because look what happened to WCW. You remember
they
WCW
sold for like
lost
$2.5 million.
Yeah, they lost their TV contract, and then they're
with
worth
the TV
nothing.
Contract, they had a deal in place for like $150 million. So having that TV is what makes you the money.
Yeah, and so they might be a negotiating ploy because since TNA's contract's up in October with Spike TV.
If you just look at not as a pro wrestling thing, if you just look at it as a basic TV thing, it's the same demographic that Spike TV wants to draw, and it's one of their few shows that draws over 1 million viewers every week. Why would you kick that off your TV?
They wouldn't. It's just hard.
Well, it's going to be terrible for wrestling if TNA does go away, which I don't really think is going to happen. But like, if you're Viacom and you look at the amount of money that TNA has lost as a business, clearly if you buy that, you have to make some serious changes to the business model.
Yeah, and I think that they probably would say we're not going to be responsible for what's owed. I mean, you know, Dixie Carter's dad's company that really owns it. You know, it's an oil company down in Texas. And, if it's true that they lost $54 million over, the last 14 years, I mean, that's what WCW did in, like, 6 months, and that's what really brought the end to it, was at the very end of WCW, it started bleeding like crazy. And they ended up losing, like, $68 million in, like, 6 months.
But if you look at it now, the people they have under contract aren't really long-term high price contracts. They're 2 year, 3 year contracts, but they're per date.
Yeah.
And the guys who are under contract aren't the highest paid ones.
No. And you know, the thing is that they were upset they let Sting go. They were upset that some of the Hogan is no longer involved with it because those were marquee.
Well, Hogan kills their negotiating with other networks too.
Yeah, but that was their marquee name. Was they had Hogan and they wanted to rub a Hogan, and Hogan gave him a lot of rub internationally. So, you know, I think that, he, you know, because he's such a big name, he was worth a lot of foreign market money.
WWE's finding out, too, when they're taking him over to everything they do in Japan and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing is they started cutting back on their payroll, and it made it less valuable when you don't have people like Sting and like Hogan there anymore. I mean, they're putting out a great product. If you saw last Thursday's Destination X, the first match was the Hardys versus the Wolves, and a great match, probably one of the best matches on TV. And I think the demographics for that time on the air were the highest numbers they've seen in a long time. But people also don't watch wrestling for wrestling. It seems like nowadays, you know, I mean, look at WWE. How much wrestling do you really get in a 3-hour program? You know, I mean,
you get like one or two good matches and a lot of 3-minute matches.
Yeah.
And a lot of commercial talking.
You know, it's funny is Vince Russo was doing an interview with Steve Austin. He was on his podcast not too long ago. And he said, you know, back in the day, we never took commercial breaks during wrestling because that's what we were trying to sell. We wanted to sell them the action in the ring. We weren't going to ever break away from that. And it's like that's now is when they take the break is once the matches start. So what are they really selling, you know? Nevertheless, TNA is not, they're not out of Spike TV yet. The negotiations haven't ended. It's just TMZ someone leaked some information to them saying that Spike TV wasn't interested. They never said specifically why, and I think it was because they want an ownership stake in what's going on.
Spike TV's official comment was, we don't comment on ongoing negotiations.
I know. As soon as they said that, it's like, well, then TMZ is completely wrong.
Well, they were wrong from the second they used the word canceled.
Exactly.
Canceled would mean there would be no more episodes, period. Not like once your contract's up, you're not being renewed.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
It is. And they said they wouldn't. So folks, you might have heard that TNA was canceled. It's not true. We hope that it works out because there's too many jobs out there that will be lost. And, I mean, the indies are doing great right now. You can ask AJ Styles. He said he made more money working the indies this year already than he's made.
Yeah, it's because he's working over in Japan.
Japan, but he's also got the Ring of Honor stuff going on.
He makes pretty good money.
Money because of his name, but he makes a lot of good money over in Japan.
Yeah, but so he was throwing some numbers around. I saw it. He said he made as much money already this year as he would have if he had signed the TNA contract. So
even what was it, Shane Helms that had come out and said like after he was released, like the most fun you have is when you go out onto the indies after getting released too. So
yeah because you're a marquee
support
name.
Indie wrestling. That's,
definitely
that's the point.
Without a doubt, we got a show coming up in 2CW in what, another couple weeks.
This coming Friday night with Austin Aries and the Wolves will all be there in Oswego.
And we have the show in Perry tonight that Tommy Dreamer is going to come out and promote with us. the headlocks and home runs three, and we're going to talk to him. We're going to go to break here in a second. One other thing I'm just going to tease, and I know I talked about Jericho and Syracuse today, and don't forget, 3:30, their band comes on. If you leave now, you can catch all the bands. They start at noon, but 3:30 is when his band comes on. But one other piece of news is WWE came out with their numbers for the network. And there was all this speculation, if it wasn't about this certain number, these bad things are going to happen. And when it came out, remember, it was in April, they said they had 677,000. And then they came out on Thursday and said they had 700,000. So they picked up 23,000 since they've started that heavy push a month ago.
I thought the number was going to be down.
I thought it was going to be around the same, and it's pretty much that's what I would call the same.
Because it's going to go down when everybody that signed up initially is done after SummerSlam, right? Unless you have the auto renew. And
yes.
I don't know. I mean, me personally, I like the network, but I'm still looking for some improvements.
Big time. Definitely
for $10 a month, I'm not really expecting a whole lot, and I like what I would get to
just
watch.
Just put it on smart TVs, please.
Smart TVs.
Because right now it will not work on my laptop. I can't get it on my smart TV, so the only thing I can watch it on is my phone. I get a text message, and I can't save my place in the pay-per-view, and I have to keep rewinding and fast-forwarding. That drives me. Give me a pause feature, please.
Kindle and my PS3.
Well, the thing too, also about is they there's some things that they're going to be doing different. They said, well, they're going to August 12th, they're going to be opening it up to the world, allowing the world will be able to be allowed to get on the network. So I'm sure all those poor people in other countries will be like going through their couch cushions looking for some change so they can get the WWE network for a 6-month guarantee.
Also like to request WWF Superstars from the early 90s, please. WWE Network.
Oh, those terrible. Those were a lot of those.
Terrible. That's what I grew up on.
I know, but
like Saturday mornings on Fox.
That's the stuff that they used to tape those 18 matches here in Rochester.
Yeah, Heartbreak Hotel and the Kings
Court. For a month,
you
see it coming from Rochester, New York.
Yeah, every Saturday morning they're in Rochester.
That's what I want to watch.
Okay, well, I was going to say
Ludwig Borga matches.
They're making some changes in how they're doing things, and one of them is if you only want to order it for 1 month, you can pay $20 for a 1 month only time fee, and you get the network for a month. They're trying to change things around.
So realistically, who's going to buy a pay per view anymore?
That's the question. Is they're out of the pay per view business pretty much? I mean,
they're not carrying on satellite TV anyway. So
no satellites are carrying it. It's only Time Warner that's holding it now. Thank goodness we got Salvatore's and Time Warner. We can watch it there as a group. That's what I like. Is getting together as a group and watching it too. I mean, it's kind of fun. Just cheer with everybody and boo.
They're still trying to sell any pay per views though. They need to bring down that price quite a bit. If you can get $10 or $20 and get you the pay-per-view.
I think they want the network buys at this point.
I think they also need a business model, too, for like if you want to get the network and show pay-per-views at your business, they need to get a price for that because that's one thing they don't have right now. So like our sponsor pays a lot.
The same.
Our sponsor pays a lot of money to get the pay-per-views on in the Salvatore's, and people are sitting at home and getting it for $9 a month, and
they're not eating garlic bread.
I can't picture the day.
Or appetizer cookies.
I cannot picture the day. We got to go to break because we got to get Tommy Dreamer on the next segment. We'll talk more about the network. We'll definitely talk more TNA stuff. Syracuse, of course, Jericho's in Syracuse. If he calls, Jericho, if you're hearing this or if you got my message, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We're going to go to break and come back with Tommy Dreamer. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
When you wake up from the beating he's going to give you at SummerSlam, you're going to realize you're no longer the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. All you're going to be is beaten, victimized, conquered.
I can't believe that you were the first to beat me, Truth. But it's okay.
Roman, I dare you. I dare you at SummerSlam to step into the ring with me, a venomous, cold-blooded viper who will inject poison into your veins and watch you writhe in agony, curling up in a little ball, a tight little ball on the floor, just like you did last Monday night on Raw. And Roman, You can believe in that.
This is the innovator of violence, Tommy Dreamer, and you're listening to 1280 WHTK, the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man here with the artiste, DC Dan Cole. Be the ball, Danny. All right, and Danger Boy, we're here with you. And real quick, before we go to the interview, I want you to know that Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. We are now munching down on some donuts from Donuts Delight, thanks to Danny.
Be the ball, Danny. Be the ball.
All right. Also, you can join us for WWE SummerSlam at Salvatore's August 17th at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be there hosting it, having a good time. Everyone will have a great time, and I hope you do too. Come down and join us. It's always fun getting together and hanging out and watching wrestling together with the fans of the show. You guys are awesome. We got to get the guy interviewed. Out. You know that music. When you hear that, it can only mean one of two things. No, it can only mean one. The Perry Village Park in Perry, New York. Show starts at 5 p.m. and scheduled to be there, Scott Steiner, Shark Boy, Kurt Hawkins, Balls Mahoney, and joining us now is a man tagging with Danny Doring versus the Rochester Wrecking Crew in a cage. Let's welcome Tommy Dreamer back to the Pain Clinic. Thanks so much for the time, Tommy.
Thanks for having me, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Looking forward to, today with the match. And last time I was there, we had a crazy match, and now we're going to settle our differences inside a steel cage like two or four men should.
Inside a steel cage outdoors. That's got to be interesting.
I wish it was air-conditioned inside a steel cage, but it's not. But, the last shows that we had were a lot of fun. We're also, raising money for a good cause. And we had a great turnout last year. And the card seems to get better and better each and every year. I personally am trying to get a Scott Steiner versus Balls Mahoney match because I think that would be so interesting for just really the locker room full of guys. To see Scott interact with Balls Mahoney would be awesome, I think. But, it's, again, so many stars. And, again, raising money for a good cause.
Yeah, and Trent Beretta was supposed to be on the card, too, and he got hurt, I guess.
He blew out or tore his knee recently, and he's looking at 6 to 8 months of surgery. It sucks. He's an independent wrestler, and now he's got to pay for his own surgery. Hopefully he has health benefits, and but he'll be without work for 8 months.
Yeah, it's very tough. I don't know. I have to see what the weather's like here later today with a steel cage under the sun. It's almost like an electrified steel cage match. We've seen that before. But we work these independent shows, obviously some time in Impact Wrestling recently as well. How nice is it to kind of be able to pick and choose your spots these days and be able to enjoy some outdoor wrestling?
Oh, I love it. I've said this so many times, I started on the indies, and it's such a great way to give back. And I'm at such a different point of my career where you actually get to see your life's work, passion, fruition come to, what it meant to other people. And you get to sit and actually talk to fans as opposed to, when you're in WWE, if you do all these, appearances or shows, you just, you land, you go to the arena, you go to the gym, the hotel, and then you're on for the next, 200 to 300 mile trip, so you don't really get to actually sit and talk with the people. And I've been blessed being able to do this. And they tell me how myself or ECW has affected their life, or we get to sit and talk about what I still love is wrestling. And you also get to see guys who are starting their careers and going out there and working really, really hard. I want to say the first headlock show. I wrestled Cheech, and he split open his face with when I hit him with the steel chair. My boot caught the chair and just caught him wrong. He was bleeding like a stuffed pig, but he was a guy who went out there and really, really worked hard. And it was someone who impressed me. And last year was Colin Delaney versus Too Cold Scorpio. And I remember Scorp got, hit. He got a bad concussion, and he got knocked out on the finish on his hit the back of his head. And, you know, just to see guys go out there and have such passion and great work ethic. Scorpio, I'm 43. I know Scorpio's older than me. And for him to still do the drop the bomb, which is the front flip leg drop, and knock himself out in front of, you know, 300-400 people is a testament to how hard he worked. And they had a hell of a match. It's funny, the last show, someone introduced a blueberry pie into the match with me and Danny Doring. We had a regular tag against the crew, and Danny Doring got hurt doing something with the pie, and he slipped on it, and he goes, I think I almost broke my leg. But again, we're out there, we're having fun, but we're also working really, really hard, you know, to entertain the people. But, man, that pie was everywhere in the ring, and it almost killed everybody in it. We were slipping and sliding. But, again, it is, it's great, and, you know, the bottom line is we, again, raising money to for a good cause. And, you know, I'll say this till my dying breath. Wrestling is the greatest form of entertainment out there. And it's better than a movie. It's better than any live theater. It's better than any sport. So, you know, I ask everyone to come on out and just have a great time. I really do enjoy this event. This is my third one. And as long as they keep on having them and they still want me there, I'll still be there.
Now, your House of Hardcore ran three shows back in June. Do you think we'll see any shows coming up soon?
There will be an announcement very, very shortly. I'm just going to do one more this year, and then we're going to go a few more next year. Things are doing very, very well on that end. And, you know, just it's right place, right time. And I only wanted to do four this year. The first three kind of came up quickly. I wanted to do two in the beginning and then of the year and two in the end, but the San Diego show kind of just fell into place, so now I'm going to be doing one more, and I'm just waiting to sign the contract.
Very cool for the West Coast people. Now, an angle with you and Dixie started off the show that Bully Ray was yanked from. Any real heat there?
Yeah, I mean, that was all with me. I was turning a negative into a positive. He was pulled off my show last minute. It happens. He had to go out there and do something for Impact Wrestling. So, you know, I said, let's put it all on Dixie because, you know, at the end of the day, she has all the say. And then it started. It got furthered with a tweet that I inadvertently put out there. And it was real. After the tweet, she tweeted about, you know, the fans saying some nasty stuff about her at my show, and I kind of fired back and said, I'm sorry, she said it was me, and I said, no, it was the fans, not me, and then she made some snide comments, and then I had to fire back, and it kind of picked up a lot of steam, and I, you know, if you go on my Facebook, which is the Tommy Dreamer, and go back, and I actually apologize, because I tweeted a picture that I did not realize that I was tweeting the picture, and she had every reason in the world to be mad at me for that. But, you know, I had every reason in the world for her for pulling Bully off of my main event. And then we went to TV. I thanked her for everything, for helping me air my grievance on television. It did a good rating. And I think it was also awkward for me because I kind of helped behind the scenes there, and I, you know, it was a real weird situation, but I'm used to these weird never before situations from my days in ECW and stuff, and you know, it everything you saw was real. That's kind of how I've always been, and then it morphed into, you know, some really, really good quality television, and the ratings have continued to be up. And if you watch Spike and TNA Impact Wrestling lately, it's really, really moving forward. And what you will see in the upcoming weeks is really, really good.
It is.
So, hopefully it'll continue.
It is. And, you know, it's funny how that led to your current angle, and I'm enjoying that immensely. I love that impassionate speech you had right after that. Is there any dangers with taping stuff so far in advance, like with doing stuff like that? I mean, we kind of had with before the last pay-per-view, MVP got hurt, And unfortunately, it led up to the pay-per-view where they had to put a replacement in for him. But is there dangers to doing this stuff so far in advance?
It's a two-sided question. Yes, it is. But if you look at what happened, MVP getting pulled out of the match due to an injury, then I like it because it's not like the old days where they would, you know, with via social media, and social media has totally changed the face of television, not alone, you know, professional wrestling. But if you ever look at what's trending constantly is anything about wrestling. And it turned that situation into, they did the qualifier matches and they had an amazing main event with Bobby Lashley, Eric Young, and Austin Aries inside a steel cage. So, the beauty of professional wrestling. Somebody got hurt. You got to think on your feet. And, you know, it worked out for the better. Same with Bully getting pulled off my show. I was pissed. It affected my main event. And the match turned out even better because then I brought in Rhino as a complete surprise. And we did me and Devon versus Abyss. And Rhino in a crazy, crazy type of match, and I couldn't have asked for anything better. So, again, you know, that's kind of what I've always been about, you know, turning negatives into positives, and stuff just kind of, you know, worked out that way. You look at, you know, how Bobby Lashley's career has then ascended from that, and he is a very, very true, credible champion, and Wally Pipp was, you know, the Yankees all-star first baseman, and then he got replaced by Lou Gehrig, and, you know, Lou Gehrig is Hall of Famer. Everyone knows who Lou Gehrig is. Nobody really knows who Wally Pipp is. Same goes for a lot of guys who, you know, what's his name? That guy, Tom Brady, another great quarterback. You know, they had Drew Bledsoe, but Drew Bledsoe got hurt. Here's Tom Brady, and you know, came to fruition. You can list so many people in any sport of stuff that happened. I know me personally, when I rode TNA's Hardcore Justice, I lost my main event on the night before, flying down to Florida. Jerry Lynn called me and said my back's hurt, I can't wrestle. Where I had Jerry Lynn versus Rob Van Dam. And that turned it into Rob Van Dam versus Sabu, and it was awesome. So, you know, thankfully, a lot of times, it worked out. So you look at it, and that's kind of how I look at things. If it didn't work out, then, yeah, it is dangerous, and it is risky. And another big kudos to MVP as well as Bobby Roode, because what a lot of people don't realize is for Impact Wrestling, they're taping two shows a day. And on that first show way back, MVP was hurt. He went out there and he wrestled Bobby Roode in a backstage segment, messed up his shoulder, and they just had one hell of a match where it was one guy with one arm and another guy with just one leg. And they went out there and they really stepped up and, you know, had a heck of a match. It should be deemed a handicap match because both guys were, really disabled and couldn't do much. And they really sucked it up and went out there. Even Eric Young, when he went into his match with Bobby Lashley, his ankle could barely walk. And he went out there and performed, you know, had an amazing match. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, that's kudos to the wrestlers who go out there and have pride and have passion and, you know, really, really care about their actual matches.
Now, speaking there about, like, main eventers, especially in House of Hardcore, I mean, pretty much every match is involving main eventers there, but I wanted to get your opinion on somebody who I kind of see some similarities in, who will not be able to appear on any more House of Hardcore shows as he's finished up all his independent dates, Mr. Wrestling Kevin Steen. Really made a name for himself the last couple of years, Ring of Honor, House of Hardcore, the list goes on, PWG, 2CW, et cetera, et cetera. What are your thoughts on Kevin Steen's future, maybe as a little bit of a bigger guy that can talk? Do you see a good future for him here moving forward?
I sure do hope so. Pissed to see him go, but happy for him as a person. Mm-hmm. I've told him this. I would use him on every show that I have. He's one of the guys that whenever I'm going to put a show together, I hit him up. He, very, very happy for him. If wrestling was based purely upon wrestling skills and mic skills, then he would be one of the most successful people out there. Hopefully, that's the case for where he's going and what he's doing. He has an uphill battle. He knows it. And I'm sure if you let his talent shine, we'll have a great draw in the professional wrestling industry, just like we did CM Punk. And there wasn't people who believed in Punk, and we all know how that turned out.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Now, we're looking forward to this show big time today, but I see that the Paul Heyman DVD came out. Have you had a chance to see it at all? And any thoughts on that?
No, I know I was in it. That's cool. I didn't know when it was coming out, but that's cool that it is. And I'm sure it'll be a must-see. Couldn't be happier to, you know, Paul is, and I've said this, Paul as a performer and is amazing. He always was, and he always will be. He could always cut a promo. He's a great manager. He's a great mind for this business, and I hope that DVD sells millions upon millions, and I haven't seen the edited part, hopefully. They were pretty truthful with ECW one night, you know, the rise of ECW and fall. They're pretty truthful in a lot of these documentaries, and hopefully they are with that one as well.
Now, Tommy, one thing I'm wondering, recently we've seen the growth of the WWE Network, of course, launched earlier this year. ECW now, it's been over 10 years since ECW has been gone, and WWE's been kind of sitting on that video library. Now we finally get to see the pay-per-views on there. Personally, this afternoon, I went back and watched yourself against Jerry Lawler from Hardcore Heaven, and just watching that as one of my favorite ECW matches that I don't think ever got enough. You think of big matches, even big Tommy Dreamer matches, but that's one that really always stuck out. How nice was it to work with Jerry Lawler as such a wrestling fan yourself, and how much do you think that helped the ECW product to bring in that kind of cross-promotional match?
At the time, it was amazing. You know, it gave us national exposure. Jerry Lawler was the perfect heel. Most people, as you watch him now, it's the lovable Jerry Lawler. They don't realize he's one of the best heels in the business. And he was hated. He had real heat. That whole build-up and setup was more of the what draws money now, the work shoot situation where he did not like and probably still does not like Paul Heyman. They had heat from each other from back in the day in Memphis, when Paul agreed to do a match and then disagreed to climb up the scaffold, and Lawler wasn't happy about it because it was their main event. And, King would call Paul out for lying, a lot of stuff. And, he was Mr. WWE and I was Mr. ECW. It was a perfect setup. And I mean, going into that with, the whole in your house and us showing up, and they didn't smarten up, the locker rooms. We didn't, ECW guys, we had them in the audience prepared in case a real fight broke down. It was crazy. The only person who knew something was up was, I think, three or four people. It was Paul Heyman, Vince, I want to say Bruce Pritchard, and they didn't even tell Dutch Mantel or JBL what was going on. The only person they told in the match was Savio. And, then think about that. You're working with a guy, and he knows something's going to go on. I remember Jerry Briscoe coming out and wanting to fight me for real, and Paul didn't even smarten me up. He was just like, well, it could get crazy up there, and as it always did, and we were ready for a fight. But, that's how we used to go to work. But, again, it was a great time, and it gave us that exposure. That was my first ever main event on pay-per-view, and I've had many, many matches with the King. I was actually just with him a couple weeks ago in St. Martin, and he says his number one selling picture is a picture of me choking him. He goes, anywhere we go, everyone always asks that picture. So I was like, cool. He didn't give me a royalty from it, though. I feel, but that's
that's a whole other story. That keeps our feud alive.
Tommy, I want to thank you for the time. I know you got a busy drive ahead and everything, and I didn't even get a chance to mention the three movies you're in that are coming out this year. Stockholm, Betting on Baker, and Sensory Perception. And no Billy Jack remakes,
No, not yet. I'm still hoping for that. And also, what is the other one they just did? Man, I can't remember. I play a mild man, and they made me shave my goatee, change my look. Almost Mercy. And I go and shave my face, and I come home, and my wife is in bed with another man, and I don't want to tell you what I do, but it was kind of, I get very extreme in that part. So how the heck did you guys find out about those films? I didn't even know when they were coming out.
Oh, I don't know. It says on IMDb, so I follow it. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, I'm going to start tweeting that.
All right. Well, I want to people know that they can see Tommy. He's teaming with Danny Doring in a cage match against the Rochester Wrecking Crew later today. Starts at 5 p.m. It's in it's the Headlocks and Home Runs show number 3. This is the third in a series of who knows how many, forever, in the Perry Village Park in Perry, New York, just about 15, 20 minutes south of Henrietta off of 390. It's really easy to get there. Thank you so much for the time today, Tommy. You're doing it. We love what you're doing with TNA, and we love seeing those numbers up every time you guys are out there. So thank you so much for the time, and hopefully everything in TNA is going great, and we'll see you later today.
Thank you, guys, and much success with your shows. It's funny. I was reading your email and your headers of how many people actually listen to your show. And I remember when you guys just were having me on, and your numbers keep on going up too. So you guys, your hard work is appreciated as well.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And I'm glad I got you on this weekend instead of last, because we had Mick Foley on, and that would have just cut your time. So I appreciate you having time for us this week. Thanks a lot, and good luck, and get here safely, and we'll see you later today.
See you guys.
The Tommy Dreamer. The heart and soul of ECW. About to hop in his car and get here to Rochester as soon as he can. I just got a message from the promoter, actually. I was distracted here for a second. The show is not outdoors anymore. It's now being moved to the Perry Elementary School at 10 Olin Street. So you're going to see the same show. It's just going to be indoors now. So maybe the AC will work for Tommy.
A lot of weather over the past couple days.
It's been crazy. We've got to go to break. We're a little bit late for break. We're going to talk about some of the repercussions of WWE's network numbers this past week on the flip side, as well as anything you want to talk about. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You're listening to Pink. The streak. You're listening to Pink. Who's that guy that did the streak? He was like the dead man.
Oh, here we go.
222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You're listening to Pink Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
You want to get crazy, Wyatt family? Let's get crazy. And after tonight, after SummerSlam, the Wyatt family will never, ever be the same again.
Sports 1280, WHTK.
Hi, this is Lanny Poffo, formerly the genius full of glory and renown, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain. Oh, yeah. It's my brother.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and the Artiste, and you. And real quickly, Mick Foley. He's going to be at Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo tomorrow. Tomorrow there's the show. It's in the afternoon. I believe it's at 2 p.m. The doors open. So go check out Mick Foley. He was in Syracuse on Tuesday. He was in Toronto, I think, Wednesday or Thursday. You know who showed up in Toronto when Mick was on stage? Trish Stratus, WWE Hall of Famer. And Mick wasn't even expecting it.
According to the news, this is going to be in a movie with Danny Glover, but it's not Angels in the Outfield 2. So
no.
A little disappointed in that.
That's okay. It'd be nice to see Trish do anything. I'm going to try to get her back on again. It's been
She might be mad that we never went up and did yoga.
Do we still have the offer to go up there?
I think we can go up there. And she told us anytime we come for a ball game to come stop by her place. So, yeah. She'll look at us and she'll say, oh, that's too much work. We might outdo her. She might be like, ah, I tap out.
Have you guys talked to DDP?
Bro, don't.
She goes, I tap out. All right, welcome back to the show. Check out Mick Foley tomorrow in Buffalo Helium Comedy Club. And also Chris Jericho is playing out today. Fozzy's playing at the K-Rockathon, Syracuse Fairgrounds. They're on 3:30 to 4:15. I love those hard schedules of bands. You think that, you know, it might make it at that time. Who knows, you know. Some of the bands don't get up until the sun's just right, you know, 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Okay, whatever. Never mind. We're back to the show. We're going
to... They keep to that pretty well. I like that a lot better than concerts where you don't know when somebody's playing and you wait and you wait and you wait, or you don't know what order it's going to be. So props to concert.
Hey, Chris, thanks for all the texts. Chris from Brighton sending us a bunch of texts. He said, any truth to Vince wanting to buy the TNA library? Of course, if TNA doesn't get a TV network deal and they end up folding, of course he'll buy it.
But said right now they're just waiting to see where they end up on TV because they expect them to get a deal.
And there's a lot of people saying that TNA is moving off Spike because of Vince Russo. And somehow Spike TV has a problem with Vince Russo. I don't really know why Spike TV would have a problem with Vince Russo.
But it came out a couple weeks ago Vince Russo was still employed because he sent a email to the wrong person.
Yeah, he sent an email to a guy who runs the PW Insider instead of sending it to a coworker, and so it kind of showed that he was still doing some advising. He was doing, you know, but he was doing it with WWE too. He was at home watching their stuff and sending evaluations to Vince McMahon right after he left WCW.
And then he was promptly fired this week.
They think that I don't know why Spike TV has to know whether Vince Russo is hired by TNA or not. I don't know what their problem is with him. There's really
maybe they read the dirt sheets and thinks he's bad.
You know what? I'm going to get Vince on. We can let him promote his new Ballyhoo.com. I think I can't remember what it is exactly.
Such a good word.
Yeah, but he does his own podcast. Hey, surprise! He has some great Facebook posts too. I mean, you got to be friends with him on Facebook. He's pretty
friends
cool.
Friends on Facebook. He also does writing for What Culture.
Yeah, I always liked Vince. He's just very passionate about everything.
And he likes things his way.
He does. He does like things. Who doesn't, you know? Do it my way. But Chris, he writes, Hogan gave the big rub to Bubba the Love Sponge's wife, too. we were talking about Hogan's rub. Yeah, let's go to a phone call. We got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, who's been on vacay for a couple weeks. Dave, you're back. Welcome.
Yes, I'm back. I'm on the WWE Fan Council. And they would like to know, and I'll put it out to to the Pain Clinic universe, how much would you pay for an exclusive behind-the-scenes tour for one day at the WWE NXT Performance Center in Orlando? I mean, they're talking behind the scenes with, like, attending a class by Dusty Rhodes, a session with Bill DeMott, like, promo cutting classes, like, ring work, entrance theme, you know, coming down to the aisle approach, a full tour of the WWE Performance Center, merchandise that you want.
It sounds like fun. I think that sounds like a blast. I'd do it for like $100 maybe.
Was this like Fantasy Camp?
No, yeah, that's what it sounds like, Fantasy Camp. I thought you were going to say, I think, who gets to tour that warehouse they have in Stamford with all the props in it. I would love to do that, too, because you could pull out the Corvette with the concrete filled in it and...
Punjabi prison.
That's a
finally
good,
get one of those Razor Ramon stuffed bears.
I think that's something that you'd do. It would be like a good couple. You know, it'd be like a good vacation destination. Maybe a 2-day spot. Maybe $500. I don't know. I mean, if you get to sit with listen to Dusty Rhodes talk, and I don't know. I don't know how much credence I give to Bill DeMott, but I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, was it something you'd be interested in doing?
They were starting at $750 and asking you how likely. It was a survey. They were asking you how likely you would do it for $750, $1,000, and then $1,250. And then they were also, they didn't ask, maybe because I said I wouldn't want to do it for a 3-day tour, but they were talking about a 3-day weekend doing the same thing.
For the same price?
No, for, obviously, if one is going to be $750, then three is going to be $2,250.
Ouch.
But then, but that doesn't include airfare to get down there.
Yeah, I'm cheap, so I don't know if I'd be into
Isn't
that.
Isn't this similar to when, like, some indie wrestlers have paid, like, $1,000 to go down to Tampa and try out?
Right.
Get a week tryout.
But then they were talking that they might try to tie it in with, like, buy a day at Universal, include it with, a Universal Studios package or a Disney package, something like that, or, work it, a Priceline thing to get, a hotel package or... ground transportation to and from kind of thing. So it's still in the works.
If they had a show that weekend or that within that day,
they had a ticket for the show,
if they had
too.
A show like in Orlando that night and you'd get a front row seat too, then maybe $700 I could see doing.
Yeah, that's in there too.
Yeah, I'd say
front row seats for NXT. Private NXT taping and then front row seats for the NXT actual taping.
Oh, WWE taping, too. I mean, WWE would be in town, too, so we'd get a free ticket for that, too, I would assume. I mean, I would like to do something like that. If they want to send me down there for free to evaluate it, you know where to get in touch with me, WHTK. But, that's very interesting, Dave. Dave, unfortunately, we're up against it, so I got to go to break, okay, bro?
All right, take care.
Okay, right. That's very cool. Think about that, folks. Give us a call. Tell us what you think.
I just want to know if they're going to open that Hall of Fame at Universal that they were talking about, the old NBA store.
All right, 222-1280, Star 1280. We've got to go to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Cowboy.
A little tribute there to Jeff Jarrett. Back on the Pain Clinic, I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and the Artiste. We got a little bit over a minute.
R-Truth needs a new theme song, and the fact that he ended Bo Dallas' streak is ridiculous.
It is. It's crazy. Okay, we got Dusty on the line. Dusty, what's up, brother?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Real quick, buddy. We are running out of time.
Okay. The address for the Perry Elementary School is 50 Olin Street.
That's what I said, 50.
Oh, 50?
Yep.
It's not like 10.
Okay, well, you got to get the stuff out of your ears. But anything else? Okay. Anything else? Any other names change on this show?
Trent Beretta's out. They replaced him with Pepper Parks.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's going to be Pepper Parks and Colin Delaney against the Flex Express.
Very cool. And there's still a mystery name out there, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Dusty, call us next week and tell us how it went, okay?
No problem.
Okay, we got to go to. We got to get out of here. It's, we didn't really cover too much news. Six guys were cut from NXT this past week. Garrett Dillon, Danny Jack, Slate Randall, Travis Tyler, and Mac Miles. And the biggest name, I guess, was Garrett Dillon, who's Jody Christofferson, whose dad is Chris Christofferson, the musician, actor. So that was all because of the cuts. They did a 7% cut of staff in Stanford as well as TNA. As well as NXT. So we got to get out of here, folks. We'll see you next week.